Have you ever wondered what those people who trade stocks and shares do and how they manage to make money at it? Or not, as the case might be. A programme on BBC Two has been given a real eye-opener to this particular issue. It's called Million Dollar Traders, where sissy professionals have given eight ordinary people the chance to try and make real money on the stock market. And the final episode of this three-part series comes to its conclusion tonight at 9 o'clock. What a bizarre time to try and make some money on the stock market. Last week, Lou spoke to Nick McDonald from Trade with Precision, who have been involved in the programme, and teach people how to become city traders from the comfort of their own homes, and started by asking him what he thought of the show.
These traders, certainly they seem to have had some training, but from the television programme, it's hard to see that. What they're lacking is any kind of trading strategy, and every trader needs a trading strategy. On there, what they seem to do is to read the paper and make uneducated guesses on what they should do next, which actually is not what I would consider trading at all. That's gambling, because I don't know where the price is going next. They don't know. The people mentoring them, that don't know. Nobody knows.
Just watching the programme, they must be under such a huge amount of pressure.
They are under a huge amount of pressure. They're trading, especially trading someone else's money. So most traders like them wouldn't start off trading for a hedge fund just like that. So they're very much thrown in at the deep end. And when you talked about our company being involved in it, well, Steve Ward, who's actually a colleague of mine, he's the psychology coach, and he's done psychology coaching with them in the background. And in fact, that's one of the things they need the most. New traders have all sorts of psychological impact on them. And you can see it. You can see the emotions they're going through.
Well, talking about that emotion, some of them aren't coping very well at all. One of them threw in the towel last week, and another's finding it hard to cope with it emotionally. How tough is that, and how big a part is that to play in it, the sort of managing the emotions?
It is very tough, but also it comes down to knowing what you're doing and then having confidence in your strategy and in your ability. So they are under so much more pressure, so much more emotional stress, because they don't know what they're doing. They also, they really are lacking mentorship. I've seen the people on there get really angry at them for doing simple things wrong and then doing huge mistakes and getting no guidance whatsoever. So it's a kind of a strange mix of mentorship down there. And lack of strategy.
So let's talk a little bit about you then, and how you got to this position. What's your background?
Yeah, so I did work in the city for a while, but never actually as a trader. And the whole time I was trading the markets on my own, on my home account. And one day I just decided I don't need to be working for anybody else anymore, and I left my job. I went off to trade. At the time I made that decision, it probably wasn't, you know, a sensible thing to do right then, looking back in hindsight, but I have survived it. I have got through it. And over time, as I started to trade from home, first of all, friends and family told me, don't do it, you're crazy. Then they all started to want to know what I was doing and how to do it. And then that moved around to, you know, friends of friends and friends of family asking me how I do it. I started running little seminars in my living room and built up to the point where, in fact, a city company asked me to write a foreign exchange currency trading seminar for their clients. Mm. So I put together a two-day course, and then I just started continuing with that course. I really enjoyed it, and it's kind of grown from there. So it's growing from word of mouth and up to the point now where we're training, you know, thousands of clients each year.
You say you sort of can teach ordinary people to become traders for real. Is it really possible, though? Do you not have to have a certain kind of psyche, a certain mentality to be able to succeed?
I think there's a real key thing, and that is persistence. I see, you know, one of my top traders was a fisherman, another one was an IT specialist, and completely contrasting professions previously. So I think really the key thing is that they persist. The people that make it as traders don't give up. And yes, you do need a certain psychological mindset. You need some common sense more than anything. But we talked earlier on about that mindset and about controlling your emotions. It does come from having a strategy and having the confidence to stick to that strategy. And if you do that in trading, because it's a game of probabilities, your strategy should give you more chance of winning on the market than losing. You'll never know when you win or lose, but you'll have more chance of winning than losing. And if you have confidence in that, even if you have just lost on the last trade, you're still confident to put the next one on, and you can start to put a lot of those emotions aside.
Why do you do it? What do you get out of it? Is it just money? Is it the adrenaline rush? What is it?
It's both. I love it. I love trading. I love the markets. I've been fascinated in it since I was a young kid. I always read the financial papers and was, you know, interested in markets even before I started trading them. It is a rush, but it's not a place you should come for a rush. It's exciting, it's fun, it's a buzz. But if you really want adrenaline, go and jump out of an aeroplane, because it can also be very, very boring. So there is, don't get me wrong, there's lots of boredom, there's lots of looking at the screen with not much going on. But lately, the last few months in the market, we have been blessed with an erratic market, which is great for traders like me.
Yeah, great, I guess, if you're sort of into that. But a lot of people would say, is it a good time to be playing with the stock market during these, you know, difficult times?
There's never been a better time. I think people get confused reading the papers and listening to the press with things like the stock markets are going down, which to an uneducated person implies don't buy. And that's actually correct. You shouldn't be buying and holding for the long term until you see the market start to recover. But in the short term, what a trader like me wants, I'm trading over minutes, hours and days. And all I need is movement. And I teach people just to profit from that movement. And one thing, we've never had more movement than this in decades. So we want movement, whichever way that movement is, we can profit from it.
Well, let's sort of get down to how you actually do it. If I wanted to start now, how much sort of time, money would I need to kind of put into it before I start seeing a serious return?
To be realistic, at least 1 hour a day you would need, and that's Monday to Friday. Some people have told me they don't have that 1 hour a day, and then suddenly when I help them find that 1 hour a day, they find 2 or 3 hours a day once they start to enjoy it. How much money do you need? It's accessible to everybody, it really is. So you can open a currency trading account with as little as £200. Now that is a very small amount, but it's something you can start with. And when we come back to that emotional control, if you're putting £200 in an account, for the average person, they're not going to be too emotionally attached to that. So it's still £200, but it's not 200,000. They're not going to be losing thousands. So they can start to learn with very, very small amounts of money. And then, of course, depending on the capital that the person has, you can put in as much as you possibly want to.
And I know it's all down to experience for you, but for somebody coming into it new, how do they know which shares to go for? We haven't got a crystal ball. What do we do?
So what I teach people is a form of technical analysis, which is looking at charts. So we look at chart patterns. And the basis behind it is that what has happened previously over hundreds of years of markets happens again. So there's certain patterns that occur, certain patterns based, you know, certain things that happen in the market, which are based on what human beings do. And human behavior just hasn't changed over those hundreds of years. So when a certain pattern occurs, we just know, let's say that there's 70% more chance of this happening than that. We don't know what will happen, but we know there's more chance of it, say, going up than going down. And therefore, if we keep on placing that trade 100 times, we should win on 70 out of 100.
How successful have your students been then?
Very successful, and it comes down to the effort that they put in. So I won't lie to you and say that out of the thousands we've taught, they're all successful. But we have really educated some very, very successful students who have gone on to become actually very big traders, very good traders in their own right. Many who have left their day jobs now and trade full time. And it's directly proportionate to the effort that they put in. We provide all the support needed to help them get there. I've done it. I've helped people do it. We show them how to do it. And if they put that effort in, then they'll get it back.
That was Louisa talking to Nick McDonald.